Please welcome Chris McKinney.
As many of you know, I grew up in the 50s, graduated from high school in 1963, and about the furthest I ever went out on any limb in high school was sharing a bottle of Nature Boy wine with eight of my friends and then pretending we were drunk. Unlike my sisters, my younger sisters, who were all hippies, all went to Woodstock, a couple of them experimented quite heavily with a lot of substances. But even if I would have been in that generation, and I really pretty much missed the whole revolution, I don't know if I would have attempted any of the mind-altering drugs, because as a young adolescent, I had severe migraines, and I had dizzy spells and fainting, and I just didn't like the idea of ever not being in complete control of all my faculties. So I didn't. So fast forward to when I'm 50, and my 21-year-old son is a student at University of North Carolina, Asheville. And I flew out there at Thanksgiving time to fix my son and all of his friends a big Thanksgiving dinner, which, of course, college kids, they loved it, you know. And there were probably 8 to 10 of us around the table, the Thanksgiving dinner table. And afterwards, my son said, "Mom, we're all going to go up to the mountains." And the friends that came from Michigan brought some pot. Do you mind if we smoke when we're all up there? I said, I don't care. You know, you're 21. You guys are all adults. And then my recollection is that my son said, "Mom, you should try it." He says he never said that. But regardless, I made the decision at my age of 50, 51, whatever I was, that gosh, maybe I'll give it a try. I mean, so many other people have done it. Of course, it wasn't legal anywhere yet. So we drove up to the trailhead and hiked up this trail, and it was beautiful. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Asheville, but it's gorgeous. So we finally get up there, and we're sitting in a big circle, and they light up the joint and tell me how to do it. You know, I'm supposed to suck it in and hold it and then puff it out, you know. So we must have been up there for about an hour, and I kept, you know, taking my turn as they passed it around. And I'm waiting and waiting for something to happen. And so far, I'm not feeling anything. I thought, well, maybe it'll come later. So we finished, and everybody's feeling real good and laughing, and I'm still waiting. My throat is real sore because I wasn't a smoker, but I thought it'll probably kick in pretty soon. So we're starting to go down the hill, and you know, they're all laughing. I'm like, what the hell's so funny? I didn't feel anything. I didn't see anything that was funny. So we get all the way down and go back in the car to my son's place. And despite the huge Thanksgiving dinner we had, everybody's ravenous. I'm not hungry. So they're all like, let's make some turkey sandwiches, you know. So I'm waiting and waiting, and nothing ever happened. I just got a sore throat. I did everything they did, but I didn't feel it. I thought, well, whatever. About a year later, I met my daughters, same kind of situation. It's a holiday. I think this was Christmas time, and this was in Colorado, and a bunch of her friends, they're all there, and they're all smoking pot. So, you know, oh, Mom, try it. So I tried it again. Same thing. Never did anything but give me a sore throat. And so I thought, well, that's the last time I'll try. I mean, I've always been all my life high on life anyway. So I thought I'd go out on a limb these couple of times and try it, but it didn't do anything except give me a sore throat. So that was my experience.